Month is dedicated towards enhancing public consciousness of mental health issues through a variety of activities and campaigns that continue roughly for the full weeks of the month. And you know, on campus we've got the likes of, I mean, if you are at WITS, a student after all, we've got the likes of the CCDU, which is, I believe, Korean Counseling Development Unit. I may be wrong, but I think that's what it stands for. We also have WITS Health Sciences or Health and Services that obviously provide students the opportunity to, if they need someone to speak to, if they need to reach out, if things are not okay, those are the services that are available. And every campus has one, or is actually by law meant to have one. But when we get to the workplace, we start to think, who do we call, who do we speak to? And essentially, Refilwe Motsumi is actually the HR specialist for learning and development at ABB South Africa. She's talking to us about how HR, or the human resources, can actually contribute to wellness in the workplace. Let's just welcome her to the Valfam Drive right here. Refilwe, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. I was just asking how you're doing today.
Oh, we are absolutely well. I'm feeling well today. Even mental health since the conversation, I think I'm in a good space. How are you doing?
No, I am okay. I'm doing great as well from my side.
So October, as I have said, is known as Mental Health Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. And mental health issues are still widely misunderstood, both by the public and even mental health professionals. So what do we mean when we say the words mental health issues? What are we talking about?
Look, in terms of mental health issues, there are a variety of factors, right? They are clinical, they are in our employment equity law, there are definitions of what mental health and mental wellness is, and how it can be identified, and when and how it could be considered mental health. I'll talk about just what at ABB we've been doing under this umbrella. So globally, obviously, any company, not obviously, you should know that in any company, there are a myriad of factors that you do to ensure that your employees are well, that, you know, everything is going correctly to support how an employee is going to do their job, and also just to support a person holistically, right? Under mental wellness, as ABB, we've been hosting sessions. Number one, the first session that we had was under harassment. And under harassment, we were basically just saying that we must accept all people as they are, you know, no matter the creed, no matter what, the sexual orientation, whatever challenges or differences that a person has, we must just accept one another. And there we were educating employees on what to do, who to reach out for. And I heard earlier on, you were talking about adverts where your employees can get help. And here at ABB, we have something called an ERP program from Workplace Options. Basically, there you can call someone and talk to them about an issue, and then mental health professional will be, you know, will be in contact with you. And if you want to go for face-to-face consultation, you may do so at the cost of the company. But other than that, we also have another program running. It's called Are You Okay? So many a times people ask you, how are you, just like you did at the beginning
of
the call.
Yes.
But at ABB, really, we are teaching managers to say, are you okay?
Yeah.
And you must stand and listen to what the person is going to say. Are you okay? It's such a big difference from asking someone, how are you? Because the automated response is going to be, no, I'm fine, I'm well, you know, but are you okay? Brings a person a little bit down. And, you know, a person would then, you know, open up if they want to with are you okay. And
that's
we
true.
Teach managers in terms of how to handle these things, you know. We teach them how to identify behavioral, emotional or physiological factors. You know, someone someone might be a quiet person, but then all of a sudden they're just erratic in behavior. They are snappy, or they are
no longer
the way that they are. You know, we're teaching our managers to look out for those behavioral triggers.
Yeah.
Or someone a lot of self-esteem.
Essentially, what you're saying is how to basically evaluate employee mental health, and to make sure that in as much as someone can come up to you and express themselves, also you're looking for those signs and indicators. And with that being said, just coming off of that, what are some factors that contribute to an employee's and even an employer to suffer from mental health, from that being said? Because, you know, we can say we're not okay, but what are some factors that lead us to not really be okay and suffer from mental health?
So, firstly, I'm not a mental health expert, right? But I can tell you some of the things that I've, through the courses that I've done, short programs that I've done, and, you know, through speaking with people, they are myriad of factors, right? Under life changes, a person could have had a traumatic event. A person might have been going through a divorce or a transition from anything. You know, after COVID, people are not okay. We've discovered that people are not okay, and it's been much more prevalent after that for people to say they're not okay. Or sometimes you can see that someone is not coming to work on a Friday or a Monday. Smelling alcohol on them. They are haphazard. There's no work-life balance. They're having conflicts with different people. Maybe unemployment. You may be staying with your parents, or you may be staying with your spouse, and they've lost the job. So it means that you cannot, you know, provide financially the way you were able to. So I can mention those as some of the triggering factors that may lead to overthinking, stressing, burnout.
Yes, you don't have
work-life balance. Those are some of the factors that it can, you know, we all need help. And we all are going through something, and we just need someone, you know, we just need to act accordingly.
I agree with you.
To people.
Oh, yes, Refulia, you're so right in saying that. And right, if you just join us, we're chatting about how mental health awareness can definitely still be an active conversation beyond the fact that it is Mental Health Awareness Month this October. HR Specialist for Learning and Development, AB South Africa, Refulia Mutsumi, is joining us online to talk to us about HR can contribute to the wellness in a workplace. But most definitely, that's a conversation right here in the Valfam Drive. However, are you ready to take control of your future and break boundaries? Well, grow your career and develop exceptional management skills with the VIST Business School's Postgraduate Diploma in Business Administration. Join one of Africa's most recognized business schools and become the business leader you've always known you could be. Applications are open to January 2024 intake, rather, so invest in your future and help shape our world. Visit wbs.ac.za and apply now. VIST Business School, sculpting global leaders.
Valfam Drive, weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m.
Back in conversation with Freely right here, chatting about how we're talking about some indicators that can show that, you know, someone is not okay. You know, these are things that happen. I mean, it's real life. Not everything is smooth sailing. But now, Freely, how can we, how can employers contribute and support their employees' mental health beyond the fact that, yes, we could speak about it or reach out to certain programs? But how further can employees, or rather employers, feel that there is support for their mental health?
Listen, what we are doing currently, we are running diversity and inclusion workshops where we are talking about the state of the nation. We're talking about how COVID wasn't a worldwide phenomenon. It was just uncovering what was hidden.
Yes.
In terms of, you know, the people who were most vulnerable to the situation of what is happening in the country, people who are using public transportation were the ones factory workers were the ones who were supposed to be going to work every day, and they were the ones who were exposed. And when you look at it sometimes in South Africa, in terms of, you know, where they are, where they live, and the means that they can use to come to work or go to work, they are the ones that were most exposed. I think COVID just gave us an opportunity to reveal some of the things that were in front of our eyes and an opportunity to fix them. As ABB, we've been doing diversity and inclusion, so we talk about these kind of factors. We talk about self-leadership, and then we have an expert that we use at our establishment called Dr. Mavis Mazura. So she comes in and talk about holistic wellness, not only mental wellness. She says that wellness is a holistic we must take a holistic approach to it.
Okay.
Because wellness also has to do with financial, physical wellness, you know, relationships. Even when giving to work, she says, you come to work every day and you give and give and give from yourself. What are you reading articles? Are you having meetings with people who are like-minded? Are you reading anything to
That's
pour
true.
Into yourself? When you have stress, and then we had, you know, different audiences, and the one guy kept on saying, you know, I have so much stress. When I sleep at night, I'm not able to sleep because I'm just stressing about things. And then Dr. Mavis said, you know, sleep is one of the things that are free in this world. So I the tool that I'm going to give you is that go and buy yourself a chair, put it next to your bed. Every morning before you get out of your bedroom, or just as you get out of your bed, sit on that chair and worry for 30 minutes. Worry all your worries that you can worry in the world. and then after standing up from that chair, go and do something about it. You know, go and have an exercise regime. You don't know you need to go to the gym. You just need to take a walk for 30 minutes. Have, like, for myself and some of the ladies at work, we have a book club. That we've created. We are creating networks so that we don't feel so alone, because we are working from home. And in as much as we're working from home, our kids are at school most of the afternoon, so you are alone with your work. So we've created people that we touch points with. In terms of financial wellness, we've spoken to Momentum Felicity Club to come and speak to our employees about how we can manage our financial matters, you know, better than what we have. But we are giving people, basically what I'm saying is that we are looking at mental wellness holistically. And not just, wellness holistically, not just mental wellness, but the other parts that make a part of wellness. And we are giving our employees the tools on how to manage themselves when it comes to wellness or mental wellness.
Rafi, I think that's amazing tips that you've given us right here to like really unpack it and not look at it like it's just one thing to big thing to deal with. Sometimes you just need to compartmentalize it, and I think that's what you said. But as you just say, mental health, wellness, and illnesses holistically as well. So thank you so much for joining us and giving us all these tips and opening up this conversation with us. It is mental health awareness, and beyond this month, we obviously want to still carry having these conversations, because it's much needed, as you did say. After COVID, a lot of us were going through so much, or rather now had to deal with the conversation that we're going through so much. So if you have a fantastic afternoon going forward.
Thank you, you too.
So that was Rafili joining us right here on the Valfam Drive, chatting to us about mental health awareness and how employers and employees can address the wellness in the workplace. And when they're not going through something that's really good or positive, how can they address those certain issues? At this point in time, it's time for us to get into our new